me to talk about the continued reaction of people to AIB's decision to go cashless in 70 branches around the country. A number of those in Kerry, Carrigaline, Dingle, Killorglin, and Carrigaline, Dingle, Killorglin, and a number of others indeed. We'll go through different areas now. We have on the line, first of all, a councillor representing the Killorglin area and Cathaoirleac of the county at the moment, the mayor of Kerry, John Francis Flynn. John Francis, good morning to you. Obviously, you're not happy with this decision and you're organising a meeting in relation to responding to it. Is that right?
Yeah, Gerry. Look, I think everyone across the country, not only the county, is very disappointed with this decision. If you look at my own town of Killorglin, it's only 12 months ago that the Bank of Ireland closed down. A lot of them customers went away, you know, and there's a lot of paperwork and stuff like that, and transferring to another bank. They went across to AIB, and now AIB is asked. This is the thanks that they're after showing them, and that they're trying to cut their services. If you look across the six banks in Kerry that's closing down, out of them six towns, three of them have already lost their Bank of Ireland within the last 12 months. So we're going, in 12 months, we're going from having two banks to practically none, because the services that they are cutting, they may as well close their doors, because they're good for nothing the way that they are going to be going forward, because we're going to have elderly people keeping money at home because they're not going to know how to the technology. You're going to have businesses still having to hold money overnight, which is a massive security risk for them, massive security risk for elderly people in rural Ireland, all rural South Kerry now, that will be left without an AIB bank.
Castleisland, Carrigaline, Dingle, Kildare and Killorglin, they're big towns in the context of the county of Kerry. This is a reduction in services. Is your fear, alongside others, that this will drive more business away from these towns to the larger areas which still have cash in their banks?
Well, I can assure you, Gerry, that they're not going to stop here. If the people don't stand up, it's not going to stop here. And the people of Killarney, the people of Tralee, the people of Listowel, they lose their banks as well. If they don't stand up, and I think now, and this is to be fair now to the councillors in Kerry, we don't go out and protest for no reason, but we do feel that this is the nail in the coffin in rural Ireland. Enough is enough. We have to say stop. To be honest, I suppose we took the closing of the Bank of Ireland too lightly. We should have made more noise that time. But look, I do think that the people need to come out this time. And look, they're on about putting the services over to post offices, and the post offices do huge work and great services for the people. But we do know that the post offices is not a certainty either. We do know that they're trying to close post offices throughout the country as well, and we've seen campaigns, and we've been involved in campaigns over the past number of years where post offices have closed.
Okay.
And they're not going to stop there either. So
you don't think they will. So what can you do? This is a commercial entity. The government has really no say despite being a shareholder. The Minister for Finance already indicating can't intervene in relation to this to change the minds of the boards of AI or the board of AIB. So you're organising a protest meeting to figure out what can be done. Is that right?
The government can, but on a lot of pressure, Gerry. And this old rubbish of can't intervene, I don't swallow that. We see with lately with the war and how fast they can push legislation. Things can be done if they want it, and if the will is there, and if every TD above that doll puts on the pressure on the bank. We're the biggest shareholder in AIB. We can put on a lot of pressure on them banks.
When's the meeting, John Francis?
The protest public meeting that I'll be holding will be next Wednesday evening, the 27th, at 6 o'clock. I would hope that all people around Mid Kerry, because look, it's not just the Killorglin Bank; it's the bank for the entire Mid Kerry area. I would hope that young and old will come out and support it. It's a very important issue, and I would encourage the people in the other towns that they would attend their public protest as well. And the idea of it, Gerry, is that we would have protests in each of the towns. I think most of the other towns are next Tuesday evening, so people might just check out that. And the idea then is have one collective protest on Saturday the 30th at 2 o'clock in Killargan, because look, it's central to all of them banks.
Them areas, and, yeah.
And the RT, we're hoping, are to come and cover it. I have been speaking with them.
Okay, all right, so that's the plan. Now, final point before I go anywhere else. Your party TD, James O'Connor, has written to members of the parliamentary party seeking their support for an emergency meeting with the Minister of Finance over the closure of these cash services at the 70 branches, six of them in Kerry. It's your government, John Francis Flynn. You're Taoiseach leading your party leader is leading the country at the moment. What will Fianna Fáil do about this?
Exactly, and look, I've actually texted Micheál Martin myself and explained the story of our situation in Kerry. I know it's a national thing, but look, I'm explaining our story here in Kerry, and I've asked him for an emergency meeting with the councillors in Kerry. Now I'm waiting for a response. So
you'll be pushing hard on the issue anyway. Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Councillor John Francis Flynn, Mayor Cathaoirleach, Mayor of Kerry, with me on the line. We've got Independent Councillor Charlie Farley, represents the Castle Island area. And Charlie, you've already lost one of the major banks. You're losing a lot of services from the other one. Not happy, I'd imagine, and looking to try and get this reversed. Is that right?
Yeah, good morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. Good morning, John Francis, and the rest of your contributors. Yes, Jerry, this is... It's a disaster to befall our town. You had Michael John Carney from our Chamber Alliance on yesterday morning. And look, it's the biggest disaster that has hit this town in a lot of years. Last year, like some other towns, we lost our Bank of Ireland. And as John Francis said earlier on there, you know, we probably took this on the chin. We probably took this lying down. The people are saying we didn't put up enough of a fight. We didn't do this. We didn't do that. It's time now that we stood together with the public and done something. Because the Bank of Ireland in Castle Island went 2 years ago, the ATM went, and... people transferred. I know a local community centre here transferred. Mm-hmm. Took 6 weeks to get a bank account open in the bank, in the AIB, and now they're back to square one again. No lodgement, no cash. The two biggest things, Jerry, that's good that I hear coming from the public, and we've been inundated, and Brendan and the rest of the lads know from our municipal district meeting yesterday morning, where we put down a joint motion asking Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, and Pascal O'Donoghue, the Minister for Finance, to get involved. The two biggest things here, Jerry, are the night safes and the ATM. It is beyond comprehension that people in Castle Island or any other town in rural Ireland, businesses with large amounts of cash at night using the night safe can now not access a night safe. They're either being forced to take it home or go 25 kilometres to Tralee or Killarney at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And it's our biggest fear, and my biggest fear, and to stay here yesterday morning, the criminality fraternity in rural Ireland must be rubbing their hands in glee of what's happening here. There's so many vulnerable people, the people be left vulnerable as a result of this. And you know, I've been talking to a lot of young people. We had a bit of a festival in Castle Island a couple of weeks ago, talking to a lot of young people. We're trying to attract people, younger people into Castle Island to socialise at the weekends and stuff like that. And people are saying, oh, everyone's tapping. I've been talking to a lot of young people, and you know, they have their cards on their phones now, and everything, they have to go in for a drink, it's tap, 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 tap. That is starting to change now, because I see the weekend that we had a festival here, the demand for the cash pint in Castle Island was unbelievable, because these young people now are deciding, we'll go to the cash pint, we'll take out €50, we'll take out €60, at least we know what we're going to spend at night. Tapping, they don't know what, they have no control over the spend. But to leave the town of Castle Island without a cash machine, without an ATM, it's unbelievable. And this is not just Castle Island, Jerry. We have a broad hinterland here, out as far as Brosna, out as far as Mount Collins. It's unbelievable. 50 kilometres, their branch in Abbeyfield is going to be gone now too. And yeah, when I say gone, they're gone cashless. But Jerry, this is only the first step. the first step to closing the doors. We'll be left with another white elephant. Lucky enough, the North and East Kerry Development have bought the Bank of Ireland, and we had a minister down the other day, Joe O'Brien. He's a Minister for Rural and Community Development. He was in Castleisle, and our representative Brendan Griffin and Michael Healy-Ray were there as well when we met at the revamp in Castleisle. And I pleaded with him after this announcement came the other day. The North and East Kerry Development are taking over the old Bank of Ireland in Castleisle, hopefully in the next month or two. And I pleaded with him to try and make funds available for North and East Kerry Development, to put in a community ATM where the old one was in the Bank of Ireland. Because
it doesn't make money. It loses, ATMs lose money for the banks and the post office is not viable, so it would have to be on a community level funded by the government to give people access to cash after 9 o'clock at night.
Wherever the ATMs come from, whether it's a community initiative from North East Kerry Development in the future, or whether I don't believe for 1 minute, and I'm on the same page here as our creator of John Francis Lynn, I don't believe for 1 minute that the ATM in Castle Island here or other towns. I watched yesterday, after a municipal district meeting yesterday, I met people as I was coming down the town, and I counted, Jerry, in 45 minutes yesterday, I counted 39 people using the cash machine where I was standing top.
Yeah, in 45
the footfall
minutes.
In Castle Island for the cash for the ATM is unbelievable, Jerry.
Yeah, okay.
And we're
Charlie,
going to lose that footfall.
We're pushed for time. We're going to have to leave it there. That's Charlie Farrelly there of Independent Councillor and Kerry County Council. We've got Cathal Foley, who is a councillor for Sinn Féin, with me in our studio in Tralee. Councillor Foley, good morning to you.
Morning, Jerry.
What's Sinn Féin's view on this and what needs to be done?
Well, look, once again, this is an Irish bank giving two fingers to the people who bailed them out less than 10 years ago. In March of this year, AIB announced a post-tax profit of €645 million. If you look at your payslip today or tomorrow, whatever day you're paying, you look down, you see USC. USC was brought in because we bailed out the banks. And this is AIB just giving the two fingers to rural Ireland once again. As the other contributors have stated, it's going to have serious repercussions for many people out there. Yes, there's lots of people that can adapt and cope, and they will. But there are older generations out there who only deal in cash, have only known cash all their lives. If they want to pay a tradesman coming to a job in their house, they use cash. Tradesmen don't have card machines that they can take a tap or a chip and pin. Many small little businesses, coffee trucks around the county, don't have that support either from chip and pin machines to take card payments. So it's going to affect an awful amount of people. And to just bring this in overnight to say on the 1st of September, cash has been withdrawn and there you go, suck it up. I mean, it's totally unacceptable. Yes, obviously, the way is the world that cash slowly is dying out, but it will be around for many years to come, and to just do this overnight is an absolute disgrace. And another thing is that the staff of AIB, they don't deserve this either. It's coming down on top of their heads because they're the ones in the front line, that they're facing the people at the counter every day, and they're getting it in the neck. They don't deserve that either. It looks like that banking in the future, that none of our small towns will have any bank in their villages or towns. It'll be all online. It'll be all done through your computer.
Can the post offices do the job is the question.
They can
and
do
that, like, if you look at some of the areas involved, you look at the distance from Carrigaveen to Killarney, the distance from Dingle into Tralee, people have to go. You look into down into West Cork, where Castone Bear is losing out. You have people in Alahees, in Irees, they'll have to go to Bantry or up into Kenmare.
They will,
for their business. It's a banking desert.
The post offices will take up some of the slack. Of course they will. But the post office can't offer all the services of a bank. I'm in my late 40s. Internet banking to me is an absolute nightmare. I hate doing it. It drives me absolutely mad. I can't imagine people that aren't tech savvy how they navigate through internet banking and all that. So, I mean, there's an awful lot of people out there who just use cash. I know myself, trades, as I said to you earlier, tradespeople, they want to be paid when they go and do a job. People pay them cash. They're not going to pay them with card or lodging into the bank online. So it's going to be, are people going to come into the Tralees and the Killarneys and withdraw large amounts of cash and keep that at home to use them for their payments? Maybe so. That's another danger. The other thing is domestic violence, Jerry. An awful lot of men and women who are under coercive control or domestic abuse at home. They use cash for themselves to be able to get on in life, and this is going to affect them terribly also.
Yeah, and that is a problem. That is an issue that will be the concern for people in relation to this. Should it be reversed? Can it be reversed? Do you buy this line? And it's a commercial decision made by a commercial entity that's job is to make money, that this can't be reversed
by government.
Of course,
it can be reversed. I mean, they have a social obligation to the citizens of the state that bailed them out. The government, we were quick to cap their pay. We weren't quick to cap their behaviour, and we need to cap their behaviour now. In this instance, it's disgraceful, and the ministers need to step in and say, you're out of line, this isn't done, you need to go back and rethink this this overnight decision. I mean, the 1st of September is very close for many, many banks that are going to go cashless. It's a disgrace.
Okay, all right, we'll leave it there. Carl, for one final question, actually, do you believe, would you add your thoughts on the call from Ballinamore GAA Club in Leitrim that the GAA need to stop or cease or at least reconsider their sponsorship deal with AIB?
Well, look, Jerry, it'd be very easy for me to say yes, of course they should, but look, I'm sure there's contractual obligations on both sides there, so I presume it's not as easy as that. But
should they factor it into their thinking about renewing?
They should factor into their any discussions on renewing it, of course they should, yes.
Okay, all right, Cathal Foley, thanks very much for talking to us. Sinn Féin Councillor Cathal Foley with me on the line. If you have a view, get in touch. We'll have more on this and other issues after we take these. Now with Councillor Norma Moriarty, Fianna Fáil councillor based in Waterville, obviously deeply affected by the situation of the removal of cash services in Carra Savine, and also Councillor Bondon Fitzgerald, Fianna Fáil Dingle. Good morning to both of you. Norma, you're organising a meeting in Carra Savine. What's your view on what needs to be done to try and stop, pause or reverse this?
I think we have to call on AIB to just do what they should do, to do the right thing. And I have written to Colin Hunt, CEO of AIB, to that effect. One of their taglines in their very expensive PR campaigns is that we back Brave. It's time for them to show moral courage now and accept that they've taken the wrong course of action here and reverse this decision. I'm listening all morning to the contributions. I agree with every single person who has contributed in terms of my colleagues, my councillor colleagues. In relation to the contribution by Ned O'Hara this morning, this is obviously a positive move from a post office's perspective, but only if they can actually migrate all of the services that a bank can give is it positive for the people of the area. I want to see our post offices bolstered. I'm perfectly happy to see a replication of the Kiwi Bank system in Ireland. That was one of the things we campaigned for when we travelled to every town and village that was being affected by a potential post office closure a number of years ago, and we campaigned strongly towards that development. But to shortchange the people of Kerry, and indeed of the entire country, of services that they have paid for up to now, none of these services were free. Every time you went in and you took money out through an ATM,
it
you paid for the yeah. privilege. You were a customer and you paid for it. Every time you went in and you got coin for your local voluntary community activities, whether it was, you know, trying to get a float for a regatta, or trying to make sure that you had coin, you know, at a vintage day when people were coming in that you could give them change, you were actually paying for that service. None of this was free. And I'm particularly, there's very few issues that have enraged me to the point that this one has, because it really and truly is a betrayal of the people who continue to carry the cost of a bailout. And when I hear commercial decisions, and the commercial decision is being taken because ATMs are expensive. Well, in commercial businesses throughout this country, in whatever sphere they're in, they operate with one or other loss leader in those businesses.
And let the ATM
be that loss leader.
Okay.
But I'm actually sceptical as to that. I want to see facts and figures around
it. You want to see details
around it.
Okay, what date is the meeting in Carra Savine?
The meeting in Carra Savine is next Tuesday night, the 26th of July. It's going to take place in the community centre in Carra Savine. Absolutely everybody is welcome to attend. I've been, no doubt, like anybody else, inundated with people who are irate in relation to this. By the way, we're the centre of the Ring of Kerry, jury. The fact that you're going to have no basic services available to hundreds of thousands of tourists who traverse that Ring of Kerry right around other than Killarney,
yeah.
is absolutely reckless.
Not acceptable.
And,
okay,
and it goes against tourism from a yeah. national perspective as well. It's going to send out all the wrong signals.
Okay, we're short of time, Councillor. We're going to have to leave it there. That's Councillor Norma Moriarty. We've Brown Dawn Fitzgerald with us on the line. Brown Dawn, good morning to you. A meeting organised for Dingle, I understand. What's your view on what needs to be done by your party yeah. and your government on this?
Well, hang on a minute now, Jerry. Next Wednesday at 1 p.m. we'll be organising a protest on Main Street by the AIB in Dingle. Look, this isn't the Taoiseach, it isn't the Minister for Finance, this is the board of AIB, the CEO. They've made a strategic decision to do this. I'd also say I'm very concerned about the bank employees, the staff who are working in these branches. They're part of our community. They are our community. It is not their decision. So please, please, please respect them. They're going to be facing uncertainty. The businesses, the individuals, and as Norma said, this was not a free service by AIB. People have paid for this. So what we will be advising people to do is write a letter to their AIB branch saying that they will be removing their services and their businesses from AIB. The only thing AIB believes in is money. So if we all, as a collective community, decide to remove our accounts from AIB, at least it might be a step in the right direction. We will be delivering a letter to the CEO of AIB calling on for them to reverse this decision of going cashless in these branches. As Norma said, and as everybody else has said, this was not a free service. AIB are charging people and customers for this service. And it is my opinion that they are in breach of contract. They are a bank, and a bank's job is to provide cash and financial services to its customers.
Regardless of the way the world is working and how few people now are using cash compared to years ago.
Yes, the AIB is a bank. A bank without cash isn't a bank. And you asked Cathal there about the GAA. Of course, the GAA and every single club, every single county board should be writing to the AIB saying we are not going to entertain sponsorship from you. I'd also be saying the AIB should be reported for misleading advertising. They are like a bank without cash. There's no such thing.
Okay.
Jerry, you said it there. AIB charge people, and they've charged people an awful lot of money down through the years. And they have a responsibility to their customers to provide cash yeah. when their customers
but one
want.
One of the questions would be, and it would be, well, if we're reducing these services, we will also be reducing our charges because we're no longer providing them using cash compared to years ago.
Yes. The AIB is a bank. A bank without cash isn't a bank. And you asked Cathal there about the GAA. Of course, the GAA and every single club, every single county board should be writing to the AIB saying we are not going to entertain sponsorship from you. I'd also be saying the AIB should be reported for misleading advertising. They are like a bank without cash. There's no such thing.
Okay.
Jerry, you said it there. AIB charge people, and they've charged people an awful lot of money down through the years. And they have a responsibility to their customers to provide cash yeah. when their customers want.
One of the questions would be, and it would be, well, if we're reducing these services, we will also be reducing our charges because we're no longer providing them in your area. But I don't see that happening either.
Jerry, you know yourself, banks never reduce charges.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Is not going to happen.
Yeah. We're gonna have to leave it there. We're out of time, way over time. But thanks very much for your views, Councillor Brown Dawn Fitzgerald. There, 1 p.m. on Wednesday outside the branch in Dingle, a protest being held. If you have a view on that, get in touch. More on the way.